Elaine, the EPA had a report out today on the issue of septic tanks. What are they saying?
Yes, and it's worrying both for water quality, I suppose, and our wider environmental issues. Over 50% of septic tanks that were inspected last year, 56% failed the test. So you had 1,390 inspections carried out by councils across the country, and 773 failed because they're not built or maintained properly. So that essentially means that, you know, wastewater effluent is possibly making its way into water courses, rivers, streams, and becoming an environmental hazard, it has to be said. And there's nearly 500,000 domestic, what we would call septic tanks or wastewater systems across the country. So we don't really have an idea of how many, but based on that, you could say that it's probably hundreds of thousands of substandard wastewater systems or septic tanks. Now, obviously, if you build a new house, if you're lucky enough to get planning permission, that's probably a different discussion for a different night. In rural Ireland, you've new percolation systems that are very ecologically sound and don't damage the environment or the watercourses. But I think there probably are, you know, thousands and thousands of really old-fashioned septic tanks, literally a tank that was dug in the ground decades ago, possibly, that are now probably not fit for purpose. But I think as well, an important note probably in this is that there are funds available. There's a grant of up to €12,000 available now that would cover up to 85% of the costs of either upgrading the current septic tank that people have or installing a brand new one if that's required.
Right. I think the parameters have been changed around that as well, wasn't it? There was a time, I think, where your septic tank had to be registered before 2013.
Yeah, and, it is. But it's important. I think 265 grants were paid out last year. So the numbers of availing of this are really minuscule when it's a decent sized grant for people at financial assistance. So maybe there's a body of work to be done there around notifying people of the supports that are available.
All right. Although then again, John Connolly, that, you know, 500 odd thousand septic tanks around the country, but you know, 1,300 inspections carried out. Why would somebody bother going to the trouble of upgrading a tank if they think there's little chance of the tank being inspected?
Well, I think I'd have a more positive outlook on the perception of people. I think that people will want to make sure themselves that their septic tank is operating efficiently and that it's not causing any environmental hazard. And I think the point made that the supports are available, supports of up to €12,000 or 85%. And as you said previously, your septic tank had to be registered. That's not the case anymore. I think even prior to that, maybe you were only could avail of the grant after it was inspected. Now the grant is available to anybody who has any concerns that their septic tank might need upgrading or that it's causing hazard or that it's not maintained properly or working efficiently. And I think that is the message we need to get out there, that such support is available to householders. And I would encourage people to avail of it.
All right. Pat Daly, I heard my colleague Gavin Jennings asking the spokesperson for the EPA on Morning Ireland this morning about, you know, whether or not this is improved or not. And, you know, 56% of the tanks failed the inspections this year for 2024, the figures released this year for 2024, 45% of them failed in 2023 and 49% of them failed in 2022. So, I mean, I suppose, broadly speaking, around half of septic tanks are failing. Yeah. And this is based on the number of inspections that are being carried out. Should more inspections be carried out?
Well, yes is the answer to that. But also there's a clear public health and biodiversity issue with all of this. And there is a problem with accessing the grant in that it's a postcode lottery, in that it's available in certain areas and it isn't available in other areas. And in a county like Kerry, where there is, I think, 10,000 second homes or holiday homes, you can only apply for the grant if it is your principal private place of residence. So there's an awful lot of houses which are still used, whether it's used by family for a few months of the year or not.
So would you support an 85% grant for the upgrading of a septic tank being applicable to holiday homes?
Well, I think that a comprehensive review is going to have to be undertaken about the whole system, because clearly it's not satisfactory. Clearly there's too much effluent going into river systems. And also you have a situation where in a county like Kerry, there are a lot of small or villages, not small villages, but villages where all they have really as a, like a septic tank, their wastewater treatment system is an old Imhoff tank, which is just a holding tank. And you have relatively large villages like Ballyduff, Castle Gregory, Abidorny, Fianna, where development can't take place. And even a doctor's surgery at one stage was trying to establish themselves in a village in Kerry and couldn't do it because it would have put too much of a strain or a burden on the village system. We need to explore, I think, reed-based systems was a very successful one in Lixnan, Kerry, and there are places like Knocknagoshal and Clahan who are interested in doing it. And it can be done relatively cheaply for less than $1 million rather than the millions that it will cost to put proper regular type systems in place. Okay. But we need to maybe look at this in the housing committee, tease it out a bit and have a better system because it isn't working for people, for their health, but also for the health of the biodiversity in the community.
Okay, we'll get on to the impact on buildings and planning permissions of septic tanks shortly, but Richard O'Donoghue, you know, I don't know whether you've ever had to cause in the course of your construction work to dig a septic tank when you're building a house, but
that's my job.
Are they really, you know, as good as Elaine was saying in terms of their compliance with environmental standards? Are they as safe as being connected to a public water scheme in terms of public health?
Okay, so when Elaine was given the statistics there, which are probably correct, and a lot of these are
put EPA statistics, they're not mine, so yeah, so we can go
on. We'll just say what you commented on, so on statistics. Septic tanks, and you're going back for decades, septic tanks decades ago were concrete tanks that were put in the ground. A lot of tanks in the last decades have actually been treatment systems that have been put in with different planning permissions up along the line. They're also included in some of the EPA statistics that they're using. But the one thing that you are seeing here, any septic tank that goes into a household at the moment was a six-person tank, which was a single house unit. Then they could go up to an eight-person, which was when they look for an upgrade of an extension on their house, you had to upgrade your existing system. If you build on an extension onto an existing house over 40 square metres, you now have to look for a new percolation. So they have been upgrading as they were going along. But what the EPA haven't been saying is, go into Limerick, and I've been highlighting this for the last 2 and 3 years here since I've been here, is there is sewage plants that have thousands of houses connected, are flowing straight into the rivers, straight in, because their stormwater and their sewage are connected. And there's literally nothing about it. So we're talking in Limerick alone, it is now shown that there's only 20% of the treatment systems for the population of Limerick are actually working. So when you take that into context and you talk about the septic tanks, yes, the grant should be put in place. My office is inundated. They were only given 5,000 of a grant and your tank had to be registered by 2013.
We're
now getting the grants now and you don't have to have your registration of a tank. Yes, upgrade them. But the biggest problem here is the large population of this country are pouring raw sewage into the waterways and there's been nothing said about it.
Well, in the EPA's figures, just in terms of, you know, what is having the greatest impact on the waterways, they say that 13% of, in terms of, this is the percentage of impacted water bodies affected by different activities, 13% of water bodies are affected by urban wastewater, 63% by agriculture, 14% by forestry, and they have a number of other factors there. We have Paul in Mayo who says, I'm backing onto a major tributary to the River Moy in Ballinan of a faulty septic tank. No grant because I'm not in a designated area. Is this something that needs to be looked at, John Connolly? I
mean, clearly, if Paul is that close to a natural water source, it has to be looked at. And I think Pat might have said it there, maybe the terms around this have to be examined. But certainly, you know, the grant is available. We have seen as well that I think somewhere in the region of 81% of the tanks that have been tested and have been found to be have some kind of fault or mechanism not working correctly, 81% of them have been rectified. So the grant is working in some cases. It's helping with that cause. I think it's important to say too, and I think Elaine is right, and Richard has explained it probably better, but you know, these can work well. And they do work well. And in certain counties...
Do local authorities buy that when they're granting planning permission? Do they see, you know, one-off house, septic tank, does that negatively impact the planning permission applications?
100%. Well, currently it does, but again, we should recognise that they do work and they can work. I mean, in certain counties, County Galway actually being one of them, there was a higher number of plants that were found to be in good working order than those that failed.
The three things in planning permission are, and you've just cried, every planning permission is assessed on percolation, sight lines. That is the main ones, and you're from the area. That's the first thing. I had plannings today were pulled because of percolation, unsuitable. So that's done in standard percolation areas. We're talking about tanks that have been put in the ground here decades ago that need to be upgraded. And that's, and but it was the government's policies that were standing in the way of upgrading them because of the criteria they put in place. These would have been upgraded a decade ago if they put in a simpler solution. And regardless where you are in this country, you should have availability of a grant to upgrade the waterways to make sure we've cleaner waterways. 100%. But it's the criteria that was put in place stops this. And I deal with planning permissions on a daily basis. I'm in construction. It's something we do on a daily basis. And I actually fit systems. So I actually know what we're talking about. But you have to make sure the grant is available for every place that is affected.
All right. Pat Daly, representing, representing Kerry and John Connolly representing Galway West. There's, there are people talking about, there are very active campaigns in Gaeltacht areas. We did a programme on it a short while ago about people looking for planning permission for houses. But if this, if the EPA is highlighting a septic tank issue and septic tanks in effect have a bad reputation and they do mitigate against people applying for planning permission, it's going to have an impact on, where people can live effectively, isn't it? And like Irish Water is in no time soon going to catch up with public waterworks to bring houses into a main sewage scheme.
No, but we shouldn't further limit the opportunity for people who are from a certain area, who have local tradition and custom, particularly in the Gaeltacht areas, as you mentioned, to develop houses there and to continue to make sure that the Gaeltacht continues to be an area where the daily language of the people is Irish. We shouldn't place further barriers to that. And to reiterate a point, these can work. Septic tanks can work well. 55% of the tanks that were examined in County Galway were found to be in working order. In some counties, it was higher. So we shouldn't allow that to prohibit further development of one-off houses in Gaeltacht areas.
I think, though, the issue is, like, we've gone from one-off houses right the way up to larger scale wastewater treatment plants, all of which have issues right now. Mm-hmm. So your one-off house, let's say, in rural Connemara might not get planning because the percolation does not meet the requirements. If someone from that area wants to go into the nearest village on Carreau or wherever, and they're told they can't because the local builder can't get planning permission for five houses because the wastewater treatment plant in that village 100%. Is at capacity, and then you have issues in Galway City or other larger areas as well that need upgrades. And even I think at tonight's I think Ishgairn are coming in for a lot of abuse right now, even at tonight's PP, the Fine Gael PP. I think there were a lot of members there critical of what Ishgairn is doing, but I think on the other hand
critical of what Ishgair is doing by speaking out in public about its funding
what it's not progressing or progressing at adequate speed. But of course we've seen it played out in the media now that Ishgair is simply saying it's not getting enough funding and it needs billions over the coming years to deliver what is required and what has been required for many years. So I think the issue with water, whether it's drinking water or wastewater, is it stems right the way from your one-off houses to your multi, thousand unit apartment block in city centres. Yeah,
there has been a push to obviously to get people into clusters and into villages,
but that requires major waterworks.
It does, and that's why the funding is not there and it's not adequate to support the towns and villages. In the Gaeltacht areas, certainly in West Kerry, there is a difficulty in that you could have someone who is living in the area, that the planning guidelines are very restrictive, and you could have someone who has Gaeilge den Sco, agusig Maroctant, living in the Gaeltacht area, but because they are not the son or daughter of a farmer or a fisherman, or not from the area, they are disqualified and it's very difficult for them, and that certainly needs to look at and of course you need an overall package such as service sites and maybe the Uderos getting involved in the provision of service sites for people in Gaeltacht areas, because as was often mentioned in the Cuisine na Gaeilge, the language is actually doing quite well in the north and in the Gaeltachtí, but it's in the Gaeltacht that the crisis is more more real and more pranic, as they say.
But right. I think it's important to point out the issue is not just relative. And I mean, I'm not disagreeing. The issue is not just relative to one-off housing and septic tanks. We need investment in our wastewater infrastructure. And, you know, the government, I think, are committed to increasing investment in wastewater infrastructure. We've heard the Minister for Public Expenditure talk about a new infrastructure task force, which is going to try and examine these issues, examine the things that are blocking the development of these things and try and progress them quicker.
There was some confusion over, though, whether the government was saying they had, in fact, already increased the funding to Uisce Éireann, which the chair of Uisce Éireann, Gerry Grant, took issue with.
Well, I'm not sure how he took issue with it. I think the figures were obvious. You know, Exchequer funding.
They were obvious that they didn't get extra funding. Well, and no, that will now be dealt with in the National Development Plan.
Well, I think Exchequer funding to Irish Water has increased over the years, or to Uisce Éireann.
Of an extra billion, you know, without relitigating the argument, was that there was a 700 million euro debt facility that was swapped out in favour of a cash payment. But it didn't constitute additional funding to Uisce Éireann.
Well, I'm not sure how you calculate that. I mean, you know, if there was an extra billion given to Uisce Éireann, that's an extra billion given to Uisce Éireann.
The Construction Industry Federation and Uisce Éireann both say there wasn't an extra billion given to Uisce Éireann.
Well, the Exchequer funding highlights that an extra billion was given to Uisce Éireann. That's an increase in funding for Uisce Éireann. I think the government are committed to further increases in funding for Uisce Éireann. I think the government are also committed to looking at ways in which we can work between local authorities and Uisce Éireann to fast track and develop greater wastewater infrastructure.
Okay, Richard O'Donoghue, do you think they got an extra billion?
If they got an extra billion, I don't know, is there any accountability for the money that they're getting at the moment? We're not getting value for money from Uisce Éireann. We have defunct systems all over the country. They're not being maintained. They had a changeover from the local authorities and they gave over the systems off to Uisce Éireann. We now have plants that have not getting any maintenance at all.
Okay. Do you want your relative failure rates according to the EPA, according to constituency by constituency? Kerry, 40%. Limerick, 54%. Mm-hmm. Galway, 45%.
So all showing that more of them are working well.
And the failure rate in Dublin Fingal is 0% according to the figures that have just come to hand. So there you go. And an email in from Noel and Dunbeg and Clare says, are these tanks located in more affluent areas of the country? So anyway, need to stop one-off houses, says another texter. 50 million being spent on new treatment plant for Remelton, Milford and Rathmullen in Donegal. No houses built in these towns in the past 15 years, yet hundreds of one-off houses built 2 to 10 kilometres from the town centre. In terms of, before we leave this topic, the issue of the texter from Mayo, how are there areas of the country where people are not eligible for grants to upgrade a septic tank?
In the past, it was relative to the water basins, the places that were liable for flooding.
There's two categories. One is the priority areas, and another one I think is the high status objective catchment areas. If you're in those, then you're eligible, so long as it's your principal place of residence. If you're not, you can't.
Okay, we have a few just on listeners. One listener says £5.49 for a pound of Kerrygold butter went up by more than 50 cents. It was £4.95, says Martina. She's obviously talking about the recent past there as well, because if you went back, it was lower than that again. I can't get over the price of branded cereals in stores. 48 for a packet of what could euphemistically be called wheat biscuits for over 7 euro. Crazy stuff. Price gouging summed up there, says somebody. And just a figure for you, 13.50 minimum wage multiplied by 39 weekly wage, 526 before deductions. Average rent, 1,500 a month, 375 a week. 526 minus 375 equals 151 left to live on a week, if you're lucky. For a single person, if they want to live alone, country's messed up. When I was younger, about 25% of your wages would cover your rent. Now 75% is the norm. That's what this country has become, a playground for the rich, says Darren in Westport. Well, you can keep the text coming.